KQMH, QS7QMD, good morning.
Morning, Rick. Did you do range testing this morning?
So from my house all the way to the end of Plum Valley Road, if you're familiar with that, did a little range testing, talked to Jim a bit. I learned that I can hit the repeater through the second receiver, and my clarity is really good, but, going out to the receiver, my reception really goes to hell when I get to the end of Plum Valley Road. It was Plum Valley and 131, so I can put out more than I can receive with my little quarter wave.
I don't think that's the case. I think it's just because the receiver and the transmitter are in two physically different locations. That remote receiver is actually up in a little bit of a higher spot than the transmit site is, but it's got a lower gain antenna. So it's probably just hearing into that area better than the repeater can transmit to. But what that means is I just need to put out some more power.
Yeah, that might work. I'm still in a little bit of a, deficient zone at the house with my home repeater. And that's, I don't even remember what that is. It's a big antenna. It's in my attic, but it's tall. It takes up the entire peak. Reception's normally decent on that, but, yeah, it would be a little more power would probably do me some good, at least, if that's possible.
Well, right now it's just a 100-watt repeater. What I'd like to do optimally is put a second VHF antenna at Munson. And that way I can separate the receive and transmit antennas like we do for the 1-9, the Crossroad repeater in Petoskey. That might help a little bit to help with a little bit of descents, because I know I think the way that antenna is configured is causing a bit of descents internally, plus that exhaust fan sitting right next to it that's not helping causes. Try that, and then I might see about adding another receiver in town. I've got some connections to see if I can get another secondary receiver up, and that'll probably help too. Oh, I got a little bit of snow in the wheels. Car's shaking. And as far as putting out more power, I'd have to get a power amplifier, a PA. That repeater is a 100-watt repeater, and it's at full bore. But if I get a little bit more power out, that might help a little, but not a great amount.
Yeah, I hear you. Power doesn't do everything, I know. I'll tell you one thing, if you had a transmitter at the second receiving site, that would greatly improve the clarity in my area. I don't know what it would do for what the Munson area is covering, but that second site seems to have a good window to the northeast.
Well, yeah, where that antenna is at, it's funny enough, it's mounted in a tree. It's screwed to the side of a tree, and it's a copper pipe dipole that Caleb made for me years ago, probably 5 years ago. It's got LMR 400 for feed line, so not the greatest in terms of loss, but I'll take what I can get. That was my first base antenna when I lived at my parents', and it's still there. There's no way it's going to come down, and so as long as my parents have that house, that receiver is going to be there. I thought about doing simulcast. I got to buy more hardware to do that. But then I also got to buy GPS net clocks that output a 10 megahertz reference frequency that goes into the repeaters to make sure that they're bang on frequency with each other, because if there is a 1 or 2 hertz deviation between the two carriers, the whole thing is just a mess.
Yeah, I can imagine that wouldn't go well. So that reception's coming from a copper. Oh, that's cool. That is really cool. Just a copper dipole or J-pole?
It's not a dipole. It's a J-pole. It's a dipole. It's a radiating element, and then the other element is the whatever counterpoise thing. It's one's on the center conductor, and the other side's on the shield. You don't really see dipoles used on VHF, UHF often. It's more of ground plane antennas or J-poles or something like that. J-poles don't even need ground plane. They've got a whole matching network in them. But the dipole, it kind of looks like a dipole used for FM broadcasts. Some FM broadcast transmitters use dipoles. It kind of looks like that. It's spray painted black / camo to match to blend into the tree. So if you're looking for it, you'll find it, but if you don't even know it's there, you're not going to find it.
Ah, cool. That's really cool. And I was going to build a J-pole at one point, one of the copper ones, and then I looked at buying a J-pole to put in the attic, and I had ended up with a standard VHF antenna, tool band, but oh god. Anyway, so I'm close to Harbor Springs right now, but I just wanted to see how far it would reach. And it looks like the reception's amazing. It's the being able to receive out there that goes to heck. I don't know if Toby's getting good reception there or not. I know the. Rick. I know that the repeater receives us well, so on that second receiver. I don't know how well Toby sees. It seems pretty crappy, my reception at my house. So anyway, enough complaining. The fact that there's radios out there is amazing, and I toyed around with my GMR on Sunday, I guess, in my car, which is kind of fun too. So anyway, I'm gonna get ready for work. Good talking to you, sir. Have a great day out there. Have fun in the snow. 13 degrees in Harbor Springs. 73 KI7 QMD Mobile.